3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are fashionable, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's the Mr. Very Classy, Very Demure. What up, guys? It's BK. It's the best kept secret going in fashion today. What up?
I hate that you use that. I'm just going to say it.
What?
You're trying to be hip. You're trying to be young, cool, and hip. It doesn't work like that, buddy. We're too far gone.
We're too far gone?
I'm bundling you in. It's fine. Just accept it. We're already out there. But before we get into the madness, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing the podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
What up?
So, we have a situation on hand, and this is a topic.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, we have a situation. I broke out of the box again.
You broke out of the box. Or you're in your bag, so to speak, your designer bag.
My designer bag. It's very demure, you know.
Stop using that word. Okay. Mean Girls, like, stop trying to make fetch work. Demure, stop trying to make that work. Here in this setting, but I'm gonna say you're more fashionable than me. Okay, relax, no need to like do all that business. Yes, you are. We know. I only dress from the waist up. We all know this by now. It's a long running thing here.
As you say that, I'm wearing a tank top right now and PJs.
Yeah, and it's cold outside. You're confused. You're clearly confused, and I'm going to let that slide, clearly. But I, for one, have never said that my fashion sense is top tier. I'm very much the Adam Sandler archetype, where I'm like shorts, t-shirt, hat always, and that's my thing.
I agree on that. I agree. Like the other day, my brother looked at my outfit and he's like, what are you wearing? I had a black shirt and pink shorts on. And my sister was like, that's not gonna work. I'm like, listen, I'm not wearing my jeans. It's hot outside. I was on vacation and I was like, I'm either wearing jeans or shorts. And I picked the wrong shorts to go with that black shirt, which I still pulled off, you know. So I'm very demure, very class.
You're gonna drive that home. Man. You're gonna drive that one home. But.
Boom.
I think as I've gotten older, I've become more cognizant of my fashion. Not my fashion. I assume it's what I'm wearing. You know, it's I'm not going out here, and I'm saying this as I'm wearing a wrestling t-shirt. Whenever I go out, which is very rare, I consider the fit. I consider the sneakers, the jeans is normally the staple, and then like a hoodie or whatever on top. I consider that now. You, on the other hand, have gone out into this fashion world and went to Fashion Week, and you've seen a lot. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you know I'm the pro in anime here. We all know this. No need to say anything. We all know. You've seen this One Piece collection, right? It was very anime, it was very kawaii, very, you know, all that stuff. First of all, what were your thoughts on that? Did they translate the fashion well from the show? Are we giving it the nod of approval?
People wondering why it took so long for us to do an episode of the podcast. This is why.
This is why.
You are the worst.
I'm the worst, clearly. But, you know, I think it's cool that, especially when it comes to things that interest us that are normally like the nerdy stuff, the stuff that doesn't go mainstream, even though like anime is mainstream, One Piece is very mainstream. I think it's cool that it's getting blended into more of the public eye that is seen by everybody.
So here's the thing, like with One Piece, it's been going on for 25 years now.
Yes.
It's one of the longest anime out there, and it's going on since I think when 4 Kids were out. Like the anime itself, the manga's been going on since like the 90s, but like whenever 4 Kids, that was our Crunchyroll back in the day.
Yes.
That's how we got our anime back in the day. For those who don't know, we didn't have Crunchyroll. We had bad dubs of anime. And
we suffered.
We suffered so you guys can run.
Exactly.
Enjoy that. Don't forget where you came from. And, you know, I remember in high school, my buddy Joe was getting into One Piece. He's like, you know what? I'll start watching One Piece. He's like, I watched it as a kid. I didn't really finish it. I'm more mature now. I'm going to go watch it now. And fast forward, that was like probably like episode like 500 when he was in high school when he was watching it. They're like at 1,000 something. They're going strong. They're about to end. And this shows how like anime has become mainstream.
And
I think that it was the COVID pandemic when everything was shut down. Nothing could be, you know, like people could be like, you couldn't shoot your TV shows, you couldn't shoot your sitcoms. Anime, you could do, you know, a lot of the voice actors were doing it from home. And, yeah, you know, that gave people like, you know what, Demon Slayer? And I think Demon Slayer was the big thing that got people anime in mainstream as is, because it got people watching anime. They're like, oh, this is good. What else is there that could be like Demon Slayer wise? You know, you say that, you know, you're wearing a wrestling shirt. Like, you know me, or even if it didn't, like near the end of college, I started wearing like the button down shirts. I was wearing like the checkerboard long sleeve shirts, all that. Now I'm like, I see myself wearing graphic tees. Like, I have like 2 One Piece shirts on me. I have 2 wrestling shirts on me now. Now I'm wearing out. And it's like, before it was like very, hey, why are you wearing that shirt? Like, come on, you're grown up. Why are you wearing it? Now I see people going and be like, oh, hey, nice shirt. I like your shirt. And then that breaks into a conversation. Oh, how long have you been watching One Piece? The amount of times that I have seen Joe getting stopped for wearing a Demon Slayer shirt or wearing a One Piece shirt and people stopping by, not even knowing Joe at all, but just the common sense of that anime that that person knows and starting a conversation, which I think is fantastic. It kind of reminds me of back with Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Where you'll be walking in the street, and if you saw somebody in their hand with the phone and you just see them, the motion that they're creating, it's like, what team are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Valor, fuck you. Have a nice day, though. Oh, hey, there's a Snorlax over there. Do you remember that back in the day?
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's like the most I've ever talked to people out in public, like people I didn't know. So that was a big time for me. This also kind of ties into a TikTok I seen. Take a shot every time I reference TikTok here. But, you know, this goes back to, like, wrestling shirts and how Stone Cold Steve Austin is the top seller in merch in WWE for the past couple years, and he hasn't actively wrestled consistently in God knows how long. And it's, like, because his shirts, they're not, like, as loud and as, like, over the top as like wrestlers.
John Cena. John Cena's like over the top.
I would argue John Cena's shirts are even more mainstream now. I'm talking about like, you know, Dominic Mysterio has the shirt out now that says Daddy Dom. And it's like, would you wear that shirt out? You would get a lot of questions. That would certainly be a statement piece. But I'm talking like, casually wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt with like Austin 316 the skull.
Oh, like the old what?
Yeah, like that's more muted in a sense where it's like, okay, that can be put together in an outfit that like it works. Like,
yeah,
I'm wearing the Bray Wyatt Muscle Man t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
I don't think this works out in like if I'm going out for drinks. Like, I don't think that works.
Yeah.
But if I wear like I have like a plain Cody Rhodes, like the skull logo, and it's like a green shirt, that might work better because it's not too over the top. It's not whatever. And yeah, you kind of get where I'm coming at here.
Oh, I mean, I feel like another one, which a lot of people like the OCs with the Japanese logo on it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that. You want to just be like, oh, that's a brand. Like, oh, that's dope. Because it doesn't say, unless you see the tags in the back, just says WWE shop, but who's looking behind that? But here's the thing, like, because I remember, like, in high school, I had a Dragon Ball Z shirt, and I would be afraid to wear it, because it'd be like, oh, look at that kid wearing a Dragon Ball Z shirt. He doesn't know fashion. Let's beat him up.
Yeah.
And, but now, going back to, like, saying, like, you go walk in the streets, and people be like, you see people wearing anime shirts. Oh, anime How do you say it? How the hell does the white KO says it?
I say it to piss you off, but anime.
Anime, that's what it is. Anime. You sound like Jerry from Rick and Morty.
Exactly.
I hate you. You know, like that, like you see it more often. I think that has due to Demon Slayer, the Attack on Titans, all those shows that were on Netflix that people were trapped in the house for. I'm surprised they were able to do it for Fashion Week. The fact that it's 25 years in the making. Honestly, I would have thought they would have done Dragon Ball Z. Granted, I don't know how far in advance they plan what they're going to do for Fashion Week. Because I only say Dragon Ball Z because the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama, passed away this summer. And that hit a lot of people's nerves. That hit a lot of people's feelings because they grew up watching Dragon Ball Z. And without Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z painted the way for anime. All these other animes takes notes and homage from Dragon Ball Z. And it's like, people talk about the big three, and Dragon Ball Z isn't in that big three of what are the top three best animes. Because it's like, you can't put Dragon Ball Z in the top three because he is the anime that set the stone of what a good anime should be. My question is, for you, Mr. Kalo, is... what should this be a trend going forward? Should it be another anime, another show? What would you want for a pop reference instead of just a fabric or whatever, but like a theme? Doesn't have to be anime. What would you want to see walking down the runway? Maybe we'll see Kalo do a strut next year.
As far as like a thing, and this, I just want to get this out of the way real quick. I think cloaks, like medieval cloaks and all that, full comeback. Give me all that.
I hate you.
Give me that during the fall. Like, tell me an outfit with a cloak on top wouldn't go hard. I mean, wolf pelt, whatever you want. Like, that has to work. Game of Thrones is a thing. It's popular. They wear cloaks all the time. I mean, fit would go so hard with a cloak, but I think almost for a fact, it has to be an anime just because they take into consideration style and fashion. I mean, when I look at anime characters, no matter what it is, their outfits are always like well put together and, you know, over the top at times. I think of animes like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and all that stuff. Like, fits in those shows are crazy. And, like, the characters look crazy. I mean, if I had to pick a game recently that I think does, like, fashion or high fashion, I should say, Cyberpunk 2077 does some crazy things with clothes, just, like, the overall tone of the game. And fashion's always about being, like, what's next? What's the next big thing? Or where's fashion gonna go after this? And I think that's potentially where, especially when you look at the designs of like all the cars coming out. I seen a Cybertruck for the first time in public. And I'm like, oh, is this what they're going to look like now? Cars? But yeah, like something like that. I feel like we're in the realm where a game could have a fashion line. I'm speaking from a little bit of bias because I'm all about games. But yeah, like I just see something there with like Cyberpunk, off the top of my head, I think Pokemon could work if the pieces are simple. Like, I have a bunch of hoodies that have, like, small graphics in the center. And it's, like, a little thing. Nothing crazy. Not over the top. Like, muted colors. I think that should work, especially how popular Pokemon is. Like, Pokemon. Like, give me a line of hoodies or, like... you know, we were just talking about, like, Pokemon cards. Like, maybe some art from the cards. I don't know. Like, something simple.
I give me Doodlebob. Give me SpongeBob.
Doodlebob. I saw a video of Doodlebob twerking in the middle of L.A. His rent was due. So, maybe he needs a clothing line to get the money back up. But...
You say clothes a little while ago. And then I thought Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. Like, Game of Thrones is popular. You tell me we were talking about, let's bring this up. WWE Shop released that Cody Rhodes jacket, like the entrance jacket he wears. Bro, if I had more of a disposable income, you best believe this recording, I would have been wearing that.
You know, that was me when I saw they had the Finn Balor's jacket at WWE Shop a while back and the AJ Jack Styles jacket. I was like, oh, I could rock that. But I was like,
I have no occasion, no reason to wear said jacket, but I'll find a way. Like, 4th of July, I'll pull up to the barbecue in that.
But see, with Finn Balor's and AJ Styles jacket, you can rock that whenever.
Yeah, because they're black leather, and it's fine. But Cody Rhodes is straight up red, white, and blue with, like, a bunch of sequins and, like, all that.
I mean, so. you could take it to an event, WWE event.
Yeah, I could. Comic-Con.
With your Toy Money in the Bank briefcase and be like, bye,
I got the title. I can show up with that. I think that could work. But yeah, fashion and stuff, I feel, I'm not going to say has exhausted every like avenue of what could work as a piece of clothing. I mean, I look at Kanye, what he's done with fashion, as much as his beliefs and stuff are all over the place. You know, he's exhausting every avenue to make some piece of clothing worth $800 that really shouldn't be. So there's obviously still more out there for inspiration, but I do think as time goes forward, because of things like what you said, COVID and stuff, people are inside watching these shows or doing whatever, we're going to start to see fashion pull from pop culture more and more. I mean, it already does, but I think we're going to see that more often now, and it's going to be more acceptable with things like graphic tees and, you know, how like fashion always kind of makes this cycle where it's like, all right, this isn't cool, but now it's cool again and blah blah blah. So I'm interested to see where it goes. I'm obviously no fashion dude to reference anything, but hey, you know, I'll give my two cents. If graphic tees are back, I got a plethora of them and I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to rip. I got some extra Kohl's cash too to spend here and there to kind of tickle your fancy. What do you got? What do you got for me?
It's the demure lord, all right?
I refuse to call you that. I'm just saying. I'm going to get out there.
Acknowledge that I am very demure. That I am very classy. All right, buddy?
The day I do that.
Put your middle fingers up in the air.
Put a bullet in my head, please, if I ever do that. That's all I'm saying for you.
You know what? For whenever the day comes, I walk down, I'm going to point to you and I'm going to be like, this day would only be perfect if Mr. Kalo calls me very demure, very fast.
If he acknowledges me.
If he acknowledges me. If not, the wedding's off. It's done. It's over.
Finished. Cut it right there.
But I like I said, I think it's cool. Like, it doesn't have to be like these Versace's. It doesn't have to be these over-the-top things. Now that anime is getting more mainstream every year, you should make an indication. Like, if it's a 25th anniversary, if it's a 30-year anniversary, fucking SpongeBob. SpongeBob is still going on, if they hit 30 years, I don't know what year they're on right now. I could probably do the math. It came out in 1999, but I'm not doing that. Do something like that. Make it so everyone feels ironic. Is there some stuff I would want to buy from this One Piece collection? Yes. Am I going to rock the boots? Absolutely not.
So it's like those big red boots that released a while back.
The fact that people were rocking that was crazy. Needless to say, what is your top three? What would you want? As a children's show. Because people call anime children's show.
I said Pokemon, so I think that's fine.
Pokemon, yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot with the Pokemon's colors, the types. Yeah. You can do whatever you really want there. I feel like something superhero related could work.
I was gonna say Justice League, that show.
Yeah, I'm looking at things like that where it's a team and like you can be like, oh, this was inspired by Cyborg and Robin and whatever. So yeah, chalk me up for like a team up thing. And I want to say like back in the day, like we watched all those Disney Channel shows. Yeah. I feel like pulling from their wardrobes because they're pretty over the top, any of those shows would work, like a Zoey 101, or you know, pick a show that doesn't have controversy around it. I would be hard pressed to find one, but you know, you could pull something.
I would say Teen Titans.
Okay.
I would say either American Dragon Jake Long, or okay. Or what was another shirt? Oh, Lilo Stitch with all the experiments.
And something Disney would work.
Yeah, that or Avatar.
Avatar, yeah. No, I can see that because as the blend of Asian culture, you can really pull from that. There's a lot there. Good for you. This is why you're the fashion king. Yep. This guy. Well, if you're going to say that anymore, I think that about does it here for this episode of the Get Comfy Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the very demure DJ Aim, and we'll see you guys next time.